There's been a lot of activity in the Skeeter Bass Fan Army, and with me today is Al Smith. And Al, I kind of thought it was time to give the Army membership a little, you know, maybe a little bit of behind-the-scenes activities of what you've got going on, and let them know about all the things that are planned here coming up.
Great, Terry. Thanks. Boy, been at it since mid-April. Excited about the opportunity. It's going to be easier to, it would be a lot easier to talk about what we haven't looked at than what we have, but let me take just a quick second and help the listeners understand a little bit of the philosophy of where we're going. As you know, Terry, the Army, really, we look at the Army as a celebration. It's a celebration of the amateur bass fishing world. And let me explain what I mean by that. Everybody in the tournament world, amateur to pro, is out there doing their thing day in and day out. And they fish tournaments. They fish their local tournaments, you know, great trails like Fishes of Man or ABA or Media Bass or, you know, TBF. I mean, you name it. There's hundreds of them out there. And they do their thing, and then they may do real well or they may not, and then they go back home, and that trail posts their results on their own website. And that's kind of it. What we want to do with the Army and what we're building is really a celebration of that. Have you been out to the Army site lately, Terry?
Oh, yeah. It's updated every day just about. I think Eric Sorensen's doing a bang-up job there.
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, you take a look this morning. There's a great article on Morris Sheehan, good friend of both you and I, with the ABA, and the results that they're putting in, it changes daily. And what we really want to provide through the Army is exactly that, a chance to take that local experience, that local win or that local tournament, and then give it that national exposure that it really deserves. And you're right, Eric and John and the editorial staff of the website in the last maybe month and a half or so have really stepped it up 100%.
Well, when you look at the website, that's just part of it. I mean, some of the things you're doing in the background, the membership just continually grows. And this year, for the first time ever, it's free to join the Bass Fan Army, and that's pretty cool for a lot of people.
Yeah, you know, that was a decision we made a couple months ago that it looked like we just couldn't get, you know, the programs in place. I mean, as I said, I came in April. Everyone at Bass Fan has such high expectations of our what we provide our membership, that there was no way we could get it in place and then feel good about charging folks. So we made the decision that for this year, it would be free. Anybody can just sign up. They still get all the great benefits. They still get to, you know, try to qualify for the Weekend Warrior. They still get to be a part of those great contingency programs that all of our sponsors have brought to the table this year. But we just couldn't justify charging, you know, the $19.95, being the fact that the year was half over.
What also, you know, you mentioned a couple of the contingency programs, but you've got a neat new thing that's going out to the membership as well, where you're sending them products and asking them to review it, sometimes products that aren't even on the market yet.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm glad you brought that up because I really need to get folks to help me with that. The sponsors and the folks out there that we work with have really stepped to the table. You've been helping me, Terry, hustle out there and get some product brought in. What I need folks to do is send me an email at alsmith@bassfan.com and tell me that you want to be a part of this program. Tell me the type of fishing that you like to do best. You know, do you like to jig fish? Do you like to finesse fish? Do you like to, you know, spinnerbait fish? You know, that type of stuff. And we'll send out some product. And that product is free. They get to keep it. We send them a survey form that says fill it out, send it back to us. We've got one electronically through email, and we've got a hard copy if they don't want to use email. And then we take that, and we're going to start compiling those and putting them up. And, yeah, a lot of the product I've received in the last couple of weeks from folks like Pure Fishing and Zoom and Strike King and Terminator, and I even got some Jewel jigs last week that I don't think any of this stuff is on the market. This stuff was stuff I saw reviewed at ICAST. So it's exciting that these companies are stepping up, and it's a good opportunity for our fishermen out there and our members. So come on, folks out there, send me an email, alsmith@bassfan.com.
Well, part of the salesmanship, you know, that I do here at Bass Fan is I also have to go out, and this isn't necessarily all of our advertisers as well. I mean, it could be a company that just has some neat product that they'd like to get in anglers' hands, and all they have to do is contact me, and they can do that through feedback, of course, and we'll get the product to you, and in turn be able to put that product in the hands of the guys that use it, which is a great benefit for the Army.
Absolutely. All we ask is that if I send somebody product that you really use it and return the survey. You know, we're looking for folks out there that are really willing to do that because, again, product sampling is a great way for any company to get their product out and to get some positive or negative feedback, and we're going to provide the companies both.
Well, you know, and our advertisers have been great about it. They see this thing as a way to get their product in the hands of people. You know, we're not giving them cases. We're giving them enough that they can use it, not worry about losing it. And the other thing that I think is important to note is you've shifted gears not only from this product review and the contingency programs and all that, but now you're looking at ability to be able to have a May event, which everything kind of culminates at that. You know, we had low water conditions in Texas for the weekend warrior. We're going to have it in September. Made a decision with the Texas Stampede to make those two events, the Top Gun and Weekend Warrior, run together. And now it's all going to culminate in May. So there's a lot of time for people to get engaged.
We were all disappointed when we had to cancel our September event. As you know, everybody was excited. You know, we had a great event last year. And we really, a lot of the fishermen were excited about it. But, you know, everybody I've talked to certainly understands why the decision needed to be made. By pushing it to May, and you bring up a good point, as we lay out our new programs, what we're going to be able to do now is we're going to be able to allow the trails to continue fully. And what I mean by that is a lot of the trails to meet our September deadline had to choose a champion like mid-season. You know, some of the trails were only halfway done, but they had to pick a champion to go in September. By doing this in May, what it's going to allow us to do every year is for these trails to really follow through, hold their championship at the end of the year, crown their true champion, and then send all of those champions to our Weekend Warrior in May. So we're planning on continuing this format and allowing the trails to continue in one calendar year, and then we celebrate the champions in May or, you know, sometime in the spring of the next year. So it should be really exciting.
Well, talk to me a little bit about regional championships. You're talking about having some regional tournaments as well. Tell me about those.
One of the things we wanted to do is figure out how to get some of the people involved that don't necessarily compete an extended trail, like say an ABA trail or a Fishers of Men trail, where you have to compete in, you know, seven or eight events, and then you got to go to a weekend regional, and then you got to go to, you know, a national championship. That's a big commitment for folks, you know, and with gas prices where they are and family time, a lot of people don't do that. But yet they still bass fish, and they like to be competitive. So what we're brewing up here is some regional opportunities, just some one-day events where people can come to that event and see how they fare against, you know, other folks in competition. And we're also going to use these regionals, I think, again, as a major celebration of the sport and provide smaller trails, possibly, you know, some of the smaller trails that right now don't fit our criteria. As far as being able to qualify somebody directly into the Weekend Warrior. You know, we're looking at a way to incorporate all of those little trails and provide them a place where they can send their champion to celebrate that, where that person might then be able to, you know, qualify to go to the Weekend Warrior. So, as I put out in my letter a couple weeks ago on the website, we're really trying to find a way to burrow right down into those local neighborhoods and let everybody that wants to fish and compete be able to celebrate what they're doing and have an opportunity on a bigger, grander scale without getting in the tournament business. And I want to make that clear to everybody. Bass Fan is not looking to get, the Army is not looking to get in the tournament business. We're looking at, you know, celebrations. You know, we talked with a few of our sponsors recently who liked the idea of that regional concept. They might be willing and thinking about getting behind it and creating a big celebration, kind of a big family day for fishing. You know, sort of like what Skeeter does with their owner's tournament. Only
right.
We want to do something like that, only just for fishermen. So it doesn't matter what boat you own.
Well, Al, you know, time goes by so quickly here at Bass Fan Radio. One of the plans that we also have, so folks know, is to have you on every so often. You're also writing a piece about every other week, maybe, if you get it in, where you've got enough time to be able to tell the Army members what exactly is going on, what to look forward to. But we're going to do that here on Bass Fan Radio as well.
Great. I mean, there's one more thing I want to get out today. I'm going to steal another second of your time. Our wild cards, the guys who send in their resume. You know, we give out those two wild card spots every year into the Weekend Warrior. Guys, you know, same address I gave you before. If you think you deserve a slot into that, we're going to be making our decisions here in the next few weeks. So send me your resume. Give me your best sales pitch. prove to me what you got, and maybe you can make it into the Spring Weekend Warrior through our Wildcat program.
Well, Al, thanks for being with us, and I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.